Hey, it's WMFO, Medford, 9:01 in the morning, Mike on the mic here, along with my special guest, Tom Ruprecht. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hey, hello. So, not only is it a humid, kind of cloudy, spitty, rainy day, but I just did this last night. I was here from 4 to 6 and got in here this morning. I don't know how I did it because I sat up way too late. I'm an old man. I can't stay up late like that. and I just have to just get this out. So we got in here and the board froze, right? The board, it just froze. I tried to reset it so I had enough mics and stuff. And Tom is an IT professional.
Yes.
And I was freaking out and he was like, all right, let's just take a look. You got a menu I can look at. Let's see what we can do. Can you reboot? So, you know, he just sort of took care of my savage soul and calmed me down. And somehow everything's working again. Can you hear me? Hello? Are you
Hello.
Out there? I think you are. All right, we're WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Sometimes in college radio, you have little adventures you don't expect at all. And that was today.
Got to be prepared.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Fly by the seat of your pants.
Well, I did and you didn't. So that was good. All right, so we're doing freeform music today. Both of us just sort of code DJing, if that's a thing.
Yeah.
We'll make it a thing.
Yep.
And if you don't know, this station is totally freeform. We can play anything we want. But I have a little bit of a plan that I use. I do five song sets. The first song is something new, and the last song, the fifth song, is usually something that's like, oh geez, I haven't heard that in a while, or what is this? This I like, this something like that. So we'll do our best to provide shock and awe for you today. And we'll start with this one. I have a first track of the first set, New Noise by Garland Jeffries. Remember Garland Jeffries?
I do.
You do? How come? How come? When did you hear Garland? I heard him at WBCN way back in the 80s. It was kind of a resurgence of rockabilly sort of thing, and that's what he does.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you when I heard of him, but I know him.
Oh, all right. Well, brand new from Mr. Jeffries. New record's called 14 Steps to Harlem. Brand new. It's called Schoolyard Blues at WMFO.
pretty little hairdo don't do what it used to. Can't disguise the living, all the miles that you've been through. Looking like a train wreck, wearing too much makeup, burden that you carry more than one soul could ever bear.
So sad.
Chinese restaurant in the rain.
The meaning. This is Batman. No one has ever lived to see this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
It's Mike on the mic and Tom on the mic.
On the mic.
Yeah, here at WMFO Medford. We're Tufts Freeform Radio, everybody, if you didn't know that. We're here today until about 11 a.m. playing some freeform stuff, and we had a very adventurous start to our show, but that's good. Somehow we got everything going, and let me tell you what we played. And then we have a set that's all set up for... Well, what would a set be set up for? We'd be set up for. And where am I going? We're fine. But anyway, so we started the last set with something brand new from Garland Jeffries, which you don't hear from too often, or who you don't hear from too often. But, you know, Rockabilly, first heard about him years ago, and I always loved that stuff. Rockabilly is such a great genre. Brand new record called 14 Steps to Harlem. That was Schoolyard Blues. And looking out the window, I had to play the Jayhawks. Wonderful Jayhawks, 2003 vintage from Rainy Day Music. Yeah, save it for a rainy day. It's perfect for today, rainy day. Deep, heavy sigh. Julian Lennon from 2009, self-titled record, played Volat. I was telling Tom the first time I heard that, I was still a wee child out of college, and I was at WBCN interning, and we got this new record in from Julian Lennon. And it's like, whoa, I got to go listen to this. So we went off in the side studio and listened to it, and we're just like aghast at how much it sounded like John. And I'm still aghast. When you look at me, don't I look aghast?
You are.
Yeah, I'm aghast. Love that track. Steely Dan, speaking of loving the track, 1976's The Royal Scam. We have another version of that in 2016 and 17, The Royal Scam.
Yeah.
What could I be talking about? That was Green Earrings. Paul McCartney for the fifth song in a set from 2013's new CD. That was the title track. Always like hearing that one. Don't play it enough.
Love some Paul McCartney.
Love some Paul McCartney. Yeah, so we've got some great local talent in this town. And everybody's friend Al Pachulis recently discovered that he had a son who was also a musician. And the first time that they ever tried to do anything together is on a CD right in front of me right now that I just picked up out of my mailbox today. And there's a video that I saw for it first. They really had a lot of fun. It's really good to see them doing this. So, everybody, the debut of Al Pachulis and Son, and this is called Everybody's Drunk. It's new at WMFO.
If I have another drink, I'll be drunk. If I have another drink, I'll be drunk. You know, that's true. Everybody's drunk, drunk. Everybody around me is drunk.
Just mundane, brilliant to dumb.
91.5 WMFO Bedford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
WMFO in Medford. Yeah, I just love a great cover. Don't you, Tom Ruprecht?
Especially an unexpected one. You would never think Smashing Pumpkins would do that one.
Never say never. Romeo Void, 1978. I don't know. Nobody will get that except for me because I'm old.
You're flashing back. I remember Romeo Void.
Yeah. Might like you better if we slept to get... Remember that?
I do.
I do. I was in college at the time. Why do I remember that? I don't know. Anyway, what did we play? We played something brand new from Al Pachulis, everybody's buddy Al Pachulis. Brand new record from him and his son. Gave me a CD. It's called Everybody's Drunk. You've got to see that video. It's on YouTube. There's a scene in there where Al is actually feeling the effects of being drunk, and he had to bow to the porcelain gods. But it's not graphic. It's just funny. But anyway, Al Pachulis, Everybody's Drunk. Look it up. Thanks, Al. The Smithereens next on vinyl. That was a nice start on my part. I queued it up perfectly, but it still went... But whatever. Smithereens from Green Thoughts on vinyl. Drown in My Own Tears. The Record Company from Give It Back to You. That's a recent CD, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Didn't give me a date in here, which doesn't surprise me. And that was On the Move. The best thing about... And you are the one that... told me about this band, and you said you got to listen to this. Check out the bass lines.
Yeah, I love that bass.
Ever since then, everything I've heard from them is just great, you know, funky bass lines. It's just good stuff. That was called On the Move. Elvis Costello from 1991's Armed Forces. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? And that was a request for a friend of yours, right?
For my sister, Rosemary, listening all the way from New Jersey. Coincidentally, where the Smithereens are from.
Coincidentally. Thank you. Great request.
Yeah, and I didn't realize Nick Lowe wrote that song. I always thought Elvis Costello wrote it.
It doesn't surprise me because those two are so close, you know, but I never looked at the songwriting credits either.
Right. Well, I've also never seen them in the same place at the same time, so.
And finished up with the fifth song of the set, The Smashing Pumpkins, another great cover, Pisces Iscariot?
Yes.
Yeah, is the name of the record. I actually Googled it, you guys. I wanted to be like a DJ and tell you what it meant and how it related to the... I don't know. It doesn't say what it means.
No, but...
Maybe he's a Pisces, right? He's a Pisces?
He is a Pisces, yeah. And supposedly... If you go to Wikipedia, which I often go to, supposedly that album was originally supposed to be called Neptulius.
Oh.
So... Take that for what it's worth.
I don't really have a preference. That was a great cover of Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty's Landslide.
No, that was her.
It was just her?
Yep.
Oh, didn't she do it with Tom Petty? I don't remember.
She did a couple other ones with Tom Petty. Stop Dragging My Heart Around, maybe?
My brain is dripping. I don't really... maybe I forgot. I don't know. But anyway, nice cover. Nice pick, Tom. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Brand new noise now coming up from one of our favorite local bands, Bad Marriage. They're always putting out quality stuff. And they have a new record called, and the title is great too, Electric Emerald Eyes. Isn't that great?
It's awesome.
The lyrics are a little crazy like they always are with those guys, but let's go.
Let it rip.
Brand new Bad Marriage here at WMFO Medford.
Hungry and weak, I'm not sick. That's the way I like it, baby. I don't wanna live forever. And don't forget the Joker.
Learn from the air.